Blog Talk Radio.
On today from the Word of God to His people as we go into the harvest field. The harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few. In the Word of God, it said, to pray therefore to the Lord of the harvest that He would send out the workers And we pray that. We pray that. Amen. But as workers already in the harvest field, we need continuous encouragement. Amen. Praise his name. Continuous encouragement. And so we give God the praise. We give God the glory. We give him the honor. Let us pray. And we'll go more into our encouragement today. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. It's only the only name, Jesus, by which man can be saved. It's who we lift up. We lift up Jesus, Father God. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your compassion, your kindness, your goodness toward us, Lord God, and your love. You are so great. You're so merciful. God, we just magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you. We say hallelujah, which is the highest praise. It's the highest praise. And so right now, Father God, coming into this segment, thank you for giving us strength, courage, knowledge, and understanding. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we read the scripture yesterday. If you joined us yesterday for Seeds of Prayer and Praise, we came from Romans chapter 12. And from Romans chapter 12, we were in the section that talked about devotion and prayer and just some things that talks really about love. It starts off in verse 9. Romans 12 and 9 says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. And 12 says, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. 13 says, share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. And it just goes on and on. And giving some practical how love is viewed. It's, love is action is the title of that section in the scripture. So basically, when it says love must be sincere, love is not just a matter of saying, I love you, brother, I love you, sister in Christ. It's not that, you know, those just kind of flippantly words on our lips. No, love is something from the heart. It's an action word. Just how God showed his love to us. It says it, that he sent his son, amen? He gave his son to die on the cross for us. And so that is what that's what Jesus said. That's how we know love is. Love is when somebody lays down their life for their friends. And it means you give up something and so other people can go forward or move ahead in Christ, amen? And it says over in 1 John, chapter 3, verse 16, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And it says the same thing over in Romans 12. It says, if anyone has material possessions, sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? And then verse 18, dear children, let us not love with words or speech, but with actions and in truth. So let us not just love in words and in speech, but with actions and in truth. And that's who God wants us to be in the world. Be like Christ, to be like Jesus. We live like him, amen? And over in 1 John chapter 4, it tells us in verse 17, it says, this is how love is made complete among us so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. In this world, we are like Jesus. We can have confidence then on the day Christ returns. Hallelujah, praise his name. We want to have that confidence. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit is teaching us this morning. He is teaching us how to have love, not just in speech, not just on our lips and just saying it, but moving into action, into truth. And our God, He's wonderful. He is awesome. He is mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. And so as we, you know, we had this love. Love is said so flippantly in today's society. I love you. I love this. I love, you know, but God has really shown us the greatest of how to love, Him and how to love one another. And He said love is, that's what's going to remain. We know that, right? 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. The greatest is love. How do we show our love? Are we willing to give up, to give? What is it that God is leading us to do? God is amazing. God is great. He is awesome. So He's teaching us about how to love, not just in love and speech. And He says again, over in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Wow. Our sins washed in His, in the blood of His Son. He, our sins remembered no more. The greatest love we, I believe we can go out and do is spread this gospel, Jesus Christ. Encourage others toward, look toward Jesus. Look toward Him, because He is the author and the finisher of our faith. He is the one, amen, to give encouragement. He is the one to give us strength. He is the one, hallelujah, praise the name of God, that will lead us and guide us on paths of righteousness for His name's sake. We are to look, amen, to not only to our own concerns, but to the concerns of others. And as it says back in Romans, amen, chapter 12, it says, amen, praise God, to in verse 10, be devoted to one another in love and honor one another above yourselves. Amen. So that's honoring, put honor where honor is due. And every brother and sister in Christ should receive our honor. Praise the name of God. Be devoted. You know, having devotion means, amen, praise God, that that is a regular thing, that is a thing you do on a consistent basis, on a persistent basis, and hallelujah, and it's all to the glory of God. Praise His name. I thank God for you. Amen. Give your testimony of the goodness of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit power living within us, that we are manifesting love. Amen. We are manifesting the spiritual things of God. Amen. Love, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, meekness, faithfulness, and self-control. Glory to His name. Thank you. Amen. This is Pastor Katisa. As we close out, listen, the Lord bless and keep you. Make His face shine upon you. Be gracious to you. Turn His face towards you and give you and I peace. Have a blessed day. Amen.
For the Lord Himself is my portion.